May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. One more time. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. Words, mind, their meaning too. What those words mean to each of us. Mind. No mind. How, when we are, for instance, singing that, and our mind comes because we know it and because we get into a rhythm, and maybe we have to be careful not to be mindless. That kind of no mind, just actually distracted, but the song is still going out. But if we are with it, no mind happens. A calm, quietened, actually fairly concentrated mind, but it's not concentrated on a thing. It's not even concentrated on the song. Mind is luminous. Harmony, resonance, resonating field. Therefore, song is actually quite a luminous music. It's quite a luminous factor that human beings bring forward in the variety of ways they do. So luminous is not limited to clarity, brightness, alertness, acuity. And if there is actual visual, brightness as well. And that's important. Again, why? Because we're back to mind, common mind. Words, definitions, meaning, concepts, and so forth. So, let's always expand our definitions, always kind of tilt our head, wonder about what does that really mean? Do I really have know what that means, such and such? Yeah. Therefore, like last week, how we focused on last week and some very deep meditations, at least for me, I would say, were, and I hope for you too, we focus on these three are always present. We can use them as a practice in some gradated, sequential emptying into luminosity. mind, no mind, emptying into luminosity. We can do that. That's an excellent practice. Highly recommended. Spend the rest of your life doing that. Excellent. You and for every all beings. And many people through the centuries have done just that. They have achieved great awareness and compassion, brought it into the world. So we smile, take a long, slow, deep breath with, as always, it's limitless how many ways we can use any given moment for the riches, the fullness, the practice, the awakening that that moment provides, actually is. And that is mind is luminous. To see that, to recognize every moment is profoundly rich. It moves us out of our regular mind. That mindset is a no mind mindset. We're not in the rigidity of common mind. We're not in the reactive, because remember, mind is a lot, including emotions, reactions, assumptions, and so forth. Play with these things, my friend. Play with them. Play with them. That's where practice is. That's where fun is. That's where awakening is. That's where the tilt of the head and the compassion and the empathy and the patience in the moment that we need, the creativity and so forth. So again, we smile. Holy mackerel. Holy moly. We take a long, so deep breath. And no mind. It will simply be with that for a moment or two, a minute. And when the inner activity begins to arise, what tickle at us from within, want attention. We smile. The whole planet is about activity. Just look out the window. Just feel inside the flow of everything, flow of veins, the neurons firing, the synapses, everything. Skin is sloughing off, hair is growing. Everything's about activity. We smile with it. Okay. Mind wants to move. Smile with it. Laugh with it. It can't be controlled. Forget about it. It can't be controlled. It can be trained. It can't be controlled. The proof of that is trying to control a river. Yeah, it seems to work for a little while. And then everything that used to be in the watershed and the riverbed and the surrounding environment starts to die. And then the dams crumble. La la la. So it can't be controlled. It can be trained. Mind, activity. So we smile again. Take a long, slow, deep breath again and feel the activity of breathing. That's an activity. The muscles, the contractions, the in and out, that's an activity. So, mind activity, fluttering thoughts, not a problem. They're only a problem if we make them a problem, just like everything else in our life. If we make it a problem, it's a problem. Get back to mind. Definitions, concepts, preferences, assumptions, la la la. And we sit up well, activity. We sit up well, posture. Long, slow, deep breath. All of it's mind. So that there's a of no mind. Calm, quiet, spacious. Always present, always accessible. We settle into it. Let it be. Mind is luminous. Now lift, lift just a little. And abide, spacious and bright. And if for some reason, causes and conditions, right now your mind just won't stay settled. Okay, we smile. Sing the song. Wish for every being. And again, it will start to calm the mind. So we know what to do. Do not sit and be frustrated. We smile. We know all manner of things we can do. But the key is to not get tricked. The activity principle, not trick the training. So we want to always give enough time for the training. And then when it really is, again, for whatever set of reasons, it just is unsettled today. In any given sitting, we smile with it. Don't get up and leave. Don't sit there frustrated. Sing the song. Do a mantra. Stop. Open your eyes, look out a window for a minute, let everything relax, and then back. We smile and take long, slow, deep breath with all beings, with all existence, with our Mother Earth. And thank our Mother Earth for this very breath and everyone we will take today. And thank our Mother Earth for every drop of water, for the solidity of the ground, for every bite of food, for every being that is we will encounter. They are all born of Mother Earth. Love you all. Create your day from these practices, from these understandings. Love you.